This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Search efforts continue this afternoon as one person remains missing after a military plane from Mexico crashed into the Galveston Bay Monday afternoon. At least five people died in the crash, and the person missing has been presumed dead. News 88.7's Juliana Washburn joins us live from the scene of the crash to tell us about what things look like there. Juliana, what's the latest?
Well, Alexandra, right now, crews are out here actively searching. It looks like the Galveston County Sheriff's Office is here. I can also see further out in the Galveston Bay, rescue personnel are searching in the water, and I just heard that they brought in some of the plane's parts to the shore. Coming up on 24 hours after the crash, the water is calm, and the thick fog that was here yesterday has cleared up. I want to set the scene a little more for you here. The plane crashed into the bay just west of the causeway, the road that connects the island to the mainland. The water in the area of the crash is pretty shallow. We could see in the photos and videos of the rescue that personnel were standing up as they helped pull passengers out of the plane. The debris field from the crash is not very wide, but it is in water, and the current clearly moved some of the debris away from the immediate vicinity. From the Galveston County Bureau, I'm Juliana Washburn, News 88.7.
An oil tanker seized by the United States near Venezuela earlier this month is now located off the Texas coast. A marine traffic tracker shows the tanker about 40 miles from Galveston. According to the Greater Houston Port Bureau, the tanker is too large to enter the Houston Ship Channel. Ed Hers is an energy fellow at the University of Houston. He says the oil will have to be unloaded to smaller tankers, but what happens after that remains to be seen.
I think that's up to maritime law, where the oil will go, what the disposition of the tanker will be.
The White House could not be reached for comment about next steps for the tanker. Governor Greg Abbott has endorsed State Representative Briscoe Kane for the GOP nomination in Texas's 9th Congressional District. Kane is one of nine Republicans vying for the seat, which the legislature redrew this past summer from a safe Democratic district to a Republican opportunity one. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.